Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Deion James. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats James for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Hargrove moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Hargrove scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Tom Telmin now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to home to get Jacoby. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Tellman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Simmons scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Howell reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie moves to third. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball towards right. Castillo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Castillo. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a ball on the ground into right field. Castillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Castillo. Cooper scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Howell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie scores. Howell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Randy Reddy now playing third base. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ladd now pitching. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Broderick Perkins. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Butler moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Butler moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob McClure now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Deion James. George Vukovich now playing right field. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moore now playing right field. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.